Welcome to the first episode of Emotional Challenges. I am Ira Matthew Bihari, and on this podcast, I will be touching on each emotion or feeling that exists, and I will share a personal story on how that emotion affected me mentally and physically. Plus, at the end of each episode, I will share a challenge to help you get back on track in life. Whether it's finding happiness at your workplace or even forgiving someone who did you wrong in the past. I just want to thank you for tuning in to my new podcast. Let's get this show on the road. So, our first topic is all about that five-letter word called anger. Now, I'll be very honest with you guys. I have had an anger problem since I was a very young boy. Yes, that's true. 100% accurate, no artificial flavors, no preservatives. Okay, anger is an emotion that gives you a way of expressing negative feelings. It's a strong feeling of being upset or annoyed because of something wrong or bad. It may cause you to hurt people physically or verbally. Everyone expresses anger differently, and some of us get into lots of trouble because of this emotion that takes control over us. I'll share a story with you. Let me see. I don't really like to dig up the dirt of the past once I buried it, but just the simplest things trip me off, like annoying customers, the weather outside when it's raining or it's sunny, or when I'm not getting any cell phone reception. It's true, it seriously trips me off. But I tried my very best to kind of help myself by understanding a few things. Like, for example, I cannot control the weather. I have to forcefully be nice to the customer, although they drive me up a wall sometimes. Well, most of the time really, and so on. I realize that when I get angry and grind my teeth and slam the door and raise my voice to the top of my lungs, I'm only hurting myself and my truth. My very annoying, unique, squeaky, and loud voice. So, does it make any sense? No offense, right? But people will always be themselves. That's what will make us different from each other, and some of us may like us and some may don't. But the best thing to do most of the time is to stay quiet. You know, usually don't say anything, but scream into a pillow and let life move on. Does it make sense to bump up your gum and curl like an old tanty whose children and grandchildren don't even visit her because she's the neighborhood macho? No, it doesn't make sense at all. I might probably be doing a topic on minding people's business and gossiping, but still, it's in my blood. I'm a Trinbagonian. I was born to macho and gossip and tell Tom, Dick and Harry everybody business. What else do you expect me to do? Mind my own business? Boy, that's not happening at all. Okay, my Trinidadian slang kicking in after I done try to talk a little proper English. My challenge for you is to remember to stay calm when you're feeling angry and do not retaliate whatsoever. Just let the situation pass by, and after 1 hour, no. After 1 day, reflect on what happened and see if it was worth it. See if you had gotten angry and flipped the table and punched someone in the face made you feel better. Or see if trying to remember to stay calm and turning the other cheek and walking off was the right thing to do. I tell you, and I am sure that you will agree that walking off was the best thing to do. And see, you're one step closer to helping curb your anger problems. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Emotional Challenges. I am Aaron Matthew Bihari, previously known as Aaron Jinku.